This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There are no major contested races for statewide office in this fall's ballot, and that gives people like Governor Charlie Baker and Senator Elizabeth Warren a breather. But 2 years down the road, in the 2018 election, both the governor and the senator are expected to run for re-election. The president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, WBUR analyst Steve Casella, has released new poll numbers today, and a look at the results tell him that neither Warren nor Baker should rest on their laurels. Here's his take.
Governor Charlie Baker and Senator Elizabeth Warren are a popular pair. So at this early moment, what are the prospects of a real contest for either office in the 2018 election? If very recent history is any guide, nobody should take anything for granted. Baker has consistently held extremely high poll numbers on pretty much every measure since taking office. The new WBUR poll shows he still walks on water. 62% of Massachusetts voters give him a favorable rating, compared to just 16% unfavorable. For the last few years, national polls comparing him to other governors have often found him one of the two most popular governors in America. Senator Elizabeth Warren's numbers are not quite as high as Baker's, but still look strong. She is viewed favorably by 53% of voters and unfavorably by 36%, and she has routinely drawn positive reviews throughout her nearly 4 years in the Senate. Both Warren and Baker are political juggernauts right now, but as two recent elections have shown, much can change in 2 years. Former Senator Scott Brown was once the state's most popular politician. As late as the summer of 2011, he faced no credible opposition and seemed the overwhelming favorite to easily win re-election. But then, Elizabeth Warren appeared on the scene, took the Democratic nomination, and beat Brown by 8 points in their 2012 matchup. More evidence that polls taken months and years ahead can change in a big way comes from former Governor Deval Patrick's re-election bid. In February of 2010, the year he ran for re-election, a Suffolk University poll found just 35% of Massachusetts voters approved of his performance, and only 29% thought he deserved another term. However, he turned his numbers around by fall and won re-election handily. Of course, unseating Elizabeth Warren would require the Massachusetts Republican Party to recruit a qualified and appealing candidate, which has been a struggle in recent years. And the Democrats would have to find someone willing to take on Baker, one of the nation's most popular governors. But with this long to go until 2018, nobody is invincible, no matter how high their poll numbers are right now.
Analyst Steve Casella is president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducts political research for WBUR.